At their short meeting on August the 20th, the Pocahontas County Commissioners discussed with Daniel Arbogast, who is the director of the County Day Report Center, the necessary changes to the budget and to the amount of local match money needed due to the recently approved $51,000 Community Corrections Grant Award. The new match amount is now $12,750. Following this discussion, the commissioners approved the grant award and their local match. During the mail items and concerns section of the meeting, the commissioners discussed a complaint about the Public Service Commission, or PSD, taking an easement over a citizen's property without that citizen's consent. Commission attorney Bob Martin said he contacted the PSD's attorneys about this complaint, but they knew nothing about it. The commissioners discussed a complaint letter they received from Teresa L. Weimer of Frank about a burned-out and dilapidated property in Frank. In her letter, Weimer said the property is a health hazard because the debris pile is, quote, rat, snake, and spider-infested, unquote. Commissioner Walt Helmick pointed out that there is currently no county ordinance allowing the commission to address this type of problem, but enacting one will require much time to ensure it's done right. The owner of that property under question, Jeremy Bosserman, was at the meeting and said his house was still under construction when it burned down in December of 2010. He said it was not yet insured when it burned. Bosserman talked about the efforts he has made in hauling some of the debris away in his pickup truck, but cannot afford to hire an excavation company to do the job. He said he will continue to make efforts to clean up the property. Commissioner Helmick pointed out that this is just the type of situation he feels his proposal to have the County Solid Waste Authority purchase and open a demolition materials landfill would help remedy. Daniel Arbogast suggested to Mr. Bosserman that he contact a local fire department to see if they would do a controlled burn on the structure as a training exercise. In other actions, the commission appointed Robert Sheets to a 5-year term on the Historic Landmarks Commission, appointed the following people with staggering expiration dates to the Greenbrier Valley Economic Development Corporation's board: Charlie Sheets to a term expiring on June 30, 2020, Rita Griffith to a term expiring on June 30, 2021, and Kim Beveridge to a term expiring on June 30, 2022. In his council's report, Bob Martin told the commissioners that he has now formally received a letter of resignation from Josh Hardy as a fiduciary commissioner. He said he is hoping that attorney Virginia Lemon will agree to either replace Hardy as a fiduciary commissioner or at least agree to handle cases where the other commissioner, Laura Finch, has a conflict with handling. He is still waiting on Lemon's decision on this. Martin also said that he will be presenting the fire board's proposal to change the towing ordinance to allow the fire incident commander to call for a tow truck at an accident scene to the towing advisory committee. The current ordinance only allows a law enforcement officer to request a tow. Commission President David McLaughlin said it's time for the commission to make the decision. Martin said he will talk to the committee, but then the commission will be asked to make the final determination on this. Prior to adjourning, the commissioners went into an executive session to discuss a request from another agency for background information on a former commission employee. Tim Walker, Allegheny Mountain Radio News.